Let old acquaintance be forgotten, let old acquaintance be forgotten, we made it to 2024. We made it to 2024. And D, I just want to say you have grown because you let me get through the whole song. She let me get through not the whole song, but you know, she let me do my spiel. And I appreciate it. I do.
You're welcome.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy whatever. I'm just
happy whatever.
I'm just here.
Happy Black History Month.
Yep.
And New Year, because we don't start in January.
Yeah. We're trying to be more, well, I'm trying to be more positive. So starting the year off on a positive note, even though it's the 21st, but.
Hey, that's still the start of the year. I'd say February is still the start of the year, wouldn't you?
Yeah. And I mean, this year has gotten off to a great start. You got Cat Williams. You got the man lunging at the judge. What else? Huh.
The aliens at the mall in Miami.
Oh, yeah, the aliens at the mall.
Oh,
man.
My gosh.
Man. But my favorite so far is the Cat Williams.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, I love it.
Greetings, strangers. I'm one of your lovely, vivacious, getting fine if I do say so myself. And I haven't been the only one to say so. Hello, host Britt.
And I'm just D. That's
She's
it.
Just D. That's it. But we love her. Y'all, she coming in here long hair, don't care. She came up in here glowing. I look a little raggedy, but she glowing.
Thank you. And you don't look raggedy.
Oh, thank you. Welcome to another episode of It's a Strange World After All.
Your face. Okay.
I'm just so happy to be here. I didn't know how much. You know, you don't realize how much you miss something until.
Yes, because I was like, how long has it been?
It's been long. It's been
good. We was going through it.
Yeah, we was, but we back in full effect. It's the comeback season. Yes, we're going to call this, we're going to call season 4 the comeback kid. That's going to be the comeback season.
Yes. Just like the Cowboys, this is our season. So we're going to, wait, no, wait,
if I receive
no,
it, wait, look. No, I get it. No, I got you. No, I got you. I see where you're going.
You know what I meant. You know what I mean.
I knew what you meant. I got you. We're on the same page. This is the Piggity Piggity Podcast, where we discuss true crime cases, the supernatural, urban legends, conspiracy theories, occasional movie reviews, and all of the things that keep the world strange. Speaking of movie reviews, if you have not listened to the bonus episode that came out almost a month ago, by the time this is posted, shame on you. Yeah. Go listen to it. If you're a true fan, shame on you. Maybe you just didn't know, though. But for new fans, go back and listen to that Trilogy of Terror review.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Before we get into this, I have a question. Has your ring camera light ever turned on by itself?
No.
Okay. So there was one night I woke up in the middle of the night. This was like a couple weeks ago. And I had to pee. I woke up. I went to the bathroom. I came back. I looked. My camera light was on. And I said, this has never happened to me before. And then I was like, was I so sleepy? I bumped into something and didn't know. I don't know. I don't remember. But I just said, okay. I turned it off. Went back to sleep. A couple of days later, it came on again. Middle of the night while I was sleeping. And I said, oh, hell no. Now, I know this time I didn't touch anything. Like, I've never, like, didn't change my setup. My setup's always the same. So, I don't know. I was just like, what the hell? the next day, I was telling somebody, I think I was telling my best friend, Trishan, I was like, hey, has your webcam like ever came on or in the middle of the night by itself? And she was like, no, why? I said, mine has done it twice. And as soon as I came home from her house and walked in the door, it was on. I said, what the fuck is going on? I was like, is somebody watching me? Is somebody hacking into my system? Because I've literally never had that happen to me.
Probably.
And it's my webcam turning
on. It's possible.
Girl. It scared the crap out of me that night, though, that me and her were talking about it. I walked in and it was on. And I was like, now somebody playing. So now I've started sleeping with it, like, just down, like, folded over. That way if somebody, like, I guess, try to hack into it. But then it happened this morning, and I forgot. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I unhook everything after we record. I just unhook everything. So
I use the webcam for work. I usually just unplug my, like, when we're recording, I just unplug the power cord and plug it into the new laptop. That's all I do. Mm. So it's the same webcam I use for work.
Yeah, that is weird. Somebody probably watching you.
Is it a ghost? I want it to be a ghost. I don't want it to be
somebody has probably hacked your camera and is looking at you.
No, I know. Yeah. I don't want it to be that. If anything, pay me. I had thought about starting an OnlyFans. At least can I get paid? I'm serious. At least. If you are listening and watching, at least send me some coin. Mm. Then if I get like a Cash App for like $500.
Lord.
But yeah, that was my strange thing.
Yeah, that is a little weird.
If you are new here, we is some niggas. And I'm just kidding.
You just threw me off. I had it.
My bad.
Okay. If you are new here, it is February, and we would like to kick off Black History Month showcasing stories featuring Black men and women.
Yes, from our very first episode in season one, the Ammons, mm-hmm. right? I said it right, Ammons, haunting until this season. That's something that we want to continue because we are Black women. Our community matters to us. Your story matters.
Yes.
All right, you got it, girl. Take it away. First episode of the 2024 season, even though, because we're not counting the bonus. So,
what? Okay. I'm excited about this one because this is like one of my favorite topics.
Ooh.
So, in today's episode, we discuss Lake Lanier, a Georgia landmark named after poet Sidney Lanier. It was created by the completion of the Beaufort Dam on the Chattahoochee River in 1956. Since then, nearly 700 people have lost their lives in its waters or at its banks in boating accidents, drownings, and unexplained events. I think the last death, did I put it in here? A guy was running down the dock and he just slipped and fell in the river. I mean, and not the river, the lake.
Oh. Yeah.
But it was nighttime, so I don't know why he was
out there running.
Mm-hmm. Official reports list at least 24 people as missing because what lies below the lake's surface makes searching it nearly impossible. Beneath Lake Lanier lies the remains of the African-American town of Oscarville, Georgia. A whole town is under the lake.
A whole town. That's insane. Mm-hmm. And not uncommon. And I'm not just saying like displaced African-American towns that are under lakes. You know, just displaced in general, like to make room for universities or to make room for like certain like subdivisions and things like that. Yeah, I didn't want to put them on spotlight though, but yeah.
Oh.
No, but yeah, that's true.
And a story that I recently sent you, a subdivision was built on top of a African-American cemetery.
I was going to say that too.
Yeah. And that is, I believe, in Houston.
Ooh,
or
okay.
Or like right outside of Houston.
Just to reiterate that this podcast here, we do not take things too seriously. Life is hard. enough as it is to be walking around, you know, with a chip on your shoulder or to just be so serious all the time. So again, just reintroducing ourselves, we sometimes like to turn our pain into humor, not coming from a place of disrespect, but coming from a place of survival and healing. So just keep that in mind. We're not experts. We've never claimed to be experts. We are just here because we love to do this. We love researching things like this, and we love watching things like true crime, supernatural, and things like that. So
yes.
Just wanted to reintroduce this. But okay. Before 1912, the townspeople of Oscarville thrived as farmers, teachers, ministers, and tradespeople of all sorts. However, on the night of September 5th, 1912, a white woman named Ellen Grice alleged that a black man entered her bedroom. Awakened by him, she screamed, causing him to flee. Within days, Forsyth County Sheriff William Reed detained Tony Howell as a suspect, along with accomplices Johnny Bates, Fate Chester, Isaiah Perkle, and Joe Rogers.
The five black men were placed in Forsyth County Jail, located near the Cumming, Georgia town square. After the news about the attack came out, Grant Smith, a black preacher at a local Cumming church, was heard saying the victim was a sorry white woman. Outraged, white... okay. Because, no, I think it's just funny because I could just hear it.
Yes.
But, yeah. But then, they don't even know if he said that or not, though, honestly.
Right. This is alleged.
So, yeah. Outraged white men horsewhipped Grant until the police rescued him and took him inside the courthouse. Guards were stationed to protect him and prevented the courthouse from being stormed. Grant was later transferred out of town for his safety, and no one was ever arrested or tried for the assault.
My thing.
Not surprised.
Yeah. Well, never mind. Let me not make an assumption because I don't know these people. I'm just thinking, why would he say that? Like, why would Grant Smith, what did he say it? Where was he supposed to have said this? Did he say it in a service? When did he say this, allegedly?
I don't know. That's why it's a rumor. Nobody knows. Like, I don't even know. We don't know if he said it or not.
That's crazy to me because, and again, I'm not defending him because he's black. I'm just saying, like, okay, if you are black and you know the times and you know someone was assaulted, and you know, I don't think that you would even fix your mouth to say a sorry white woman. And then who are you saying it in front of that would have relayed the message back?
Yeah.
Somebody, a kid is, wait, was this before or after? What year was, no, this is before. I was going to say, what year was Emmett Till? Because I don't remember off the top of my head. And I apologize for being a bad black person.
A bad black person. I don't even know the year. I was thinking of something else completely. I was thinking of George Stinney. But I think that was the 40s.
Oh, yeah, that's insane. Yeah, because Emmett Till was the 50s. It was 55. And I was thinking 55, but then that felt wrong. Because what I was going to say, especially knowing that something as simple as whistling to a white woman could get you lynched. So if this is 1912, I just, you know, you get what I'm saying? Like, I don't know that he would fix his mouth to even have the audacity to say something like that.
Yeah.
Based on rumors that black people at a nearby church barbecue threatened to blow up the town, armed white men patrolled Cumming to prevent it. Fearing a race riot, Governor Joseph Mackey Brown declared martial law and activated 23 members of the National Guard from Gainesville. So, again, rumors.
And how were they supposed to blow up the whole town? I mean,
with explosives.
Yeah, but the whole town, I could see like part of the town where the white people lived. But, well, no, not like that. But you know what I mean?
No,
if they were
going to
do that. Yeah.
That made more sense. Why would I blow up the town, the whole town, and myself?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So Sheriff Reed sent Tony Howell, his four accomplices, and Grant Smith to the Cobb County Jail in Marietta for their safety. And I was just like, this is so much. It happened in so little time that I forgot what started it. It all went back to the white woman and somebody being in her room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, she was never even assaulted, was she? He was on way to assault?
He was.
Because she scared him.
Yeah, she scared him away. So he was there with the intention to do something from what she says.
But there was never.
Yeah, there was no assault.
Okay, that makes okay.
Yeah. Grant Smith was not under arrest and was released. So he was the one that got assaulted. So he was just there for his safety.
Because he's the one that they say was talking mess,
yeah,
right?
He was the preacher. Yeah.
Okay.
Police said Tony Howell confessed to the crime and he was charged with assault with intent to rape. A grand jury dropped the case in February 1913 and Tony was never charged.
He's now saying that he's saying he did come in there just with the intention to rape?
So I'm thinking it was maybe like a forced confession because
yeah.
If it really happened, they would have charged him. They dismissed it. So I'm thinking it was a Emmett Till situation where the lady on her deathbed, well, not on her deathbed, but when she was older, said she lied. So she could have made the whole thing up.
That this lady in this case could have made the whole thing up.
Just like the lady in the Emmett Till case made the whole thing up. She said he never whistled at her. So.
On September 8th, 1912, May Crow, an 18-year-old white girl, went missing near Cumming, Georgia. She was walking from her aunt's house on Browns Bridge Road along the Forsyth Hall County line. The next day, searchers found May in the woods near Oscarville. She was lying face down in a pool of blood, and her throat had been slashed. She was still alive, but would later die from her injuries. So, when did the other one happen? What month?
That one happened,
September 5th.
Yeah.
Okay. And then now you have on September 8th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I just wanted to say, it may seem like, because we are naming a lot of towns, but Georgia has like some of the smallest towns.
Yeah.
And then it's like they're connected, but they're not. It's weird. It's weird. That's just from what I've seen from living here for how long have I been here?
It's over a year.
Yeah. So it's technically all like the same area, but it's not, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just didn't want people to get confused because we are naming a lot of towns. So this is how it gets connected to Oscarville, because her body was found like right there, right outside of Oscarville.
Okay. Yeah.
At the scene of the crime, searchers found a small pocket mirror that was said to have belonged to 16-year-old Ernest Knox. Police arrested him at home, and on the way to the Hall County Jail, Ernest confessed to the attack. Ernest allegedly struck May from behind and dragged her into the woods where he assaulted and raped her. Around midnight, he returned to the scene with three acquaintances, Oscar Daniel, 17, Oscar's sister, Trussie Daniel, 22, and Trussie's boyfriend, Rob Edwards, 24. The men reportedly sexually assaulted May again. And then why was the girl there with her boyfriend?
I don't know. I was thinking that.
Oh, yeah, because Oscar was her brother. So she was there with her brother and her boyfriend.
Which kind of seems like, I don't know, strange things have happened by way of true crimes. But I don't know. I don't know. And I'm trying not to be biased, so I don't have anything to say.
Yeah.
When word spread about May's attack, a white lynch mob formed at the Gainesville jail. Rob Edwards was arrested the next day and taken to the county jail in Cumming. Sheriff Reed left, leaving his deputy in charge. Later that day, the lynch mob stormed the jail, dragged Rob from his cell, and hanged him from a telephone pole in the town square. There are some reports that he may have been shot to death before being hanged.
So there was another, because I think they did the same thing here. There was another case. I was like, it's too much. But I think it happened in Waco, now that I think about it. Because I think he was confused with being the first person that was lynched on a postcard. I think people were thinking it was him, but it wasn't. But his was what got people's attention because it was horrible. And they were like cutting off like parts of his body and taking it with them for like souvenirs. They were taking pictures with him.
You're saying in Waco, Texas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think it was called the Waco Horror or something like that. But I think the same thing happened here where they were like taking stuff for souvenirs.
That's so inhumane. Sick. It is very sick. And then the fact that they let their children come to these things.
Yeah. And then because it was like an actual event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why people were writing postcards.
The trial was held in early October and coming, and the governor again declared martial law. Trustee Daniel testified as a witness against Ernest and her brother Oscar, and they were convicted of rape and murder by an all-white jury. So, because I was wondering, like, why would she, you know, do that to her brother and her boyfriend? But it was basically either them or her. So she had to choose, like, yeah. Because if she didn't, she would have been hanged too, basically. Yeah.
So it could have even been that they encouraged her. Like, they were like, well, no, like, we want you to do this.
Yeah.
Because we know there's no way out of this.
Yeah. So she pretty much, if she wanted to live, she pretty much had to. Both teens were sentenced to death by hanging. Ernest and Oscar were publicly lynched before a crowd estimated at as many as 8,000 people, even though state law prohibited public hangings.
That's insane.
I know.
That is insane. I can't even imagine, like, for one, that many people. I can't imagine the concept of lynching, like, as a form of punishment.
Yeah.
I can't imagine there being 8,000 people there. And then it was prohibited through state law, so you're basically just taking the law into your own hands, and nobody's doing anything about it. The law is not coming in to be like, well, no, this is wrong. There's still people, like, I don't know.
No, the hangings weren't outlawed. It was public. Like, the public wasn't supposed to be there. I'm pretty sure they had a place where they did it, but they didn't care. They let people in anyway.
Okay.
It wasn't like out in the open.
The law was breaking the law.
Yeah.
Okay. After the trial and executions, bands of white men known as Night Riders threatened and intimidated Forsyth's black inhabitants. These families either fled or were killed, and their properties and land were stolen from them. Much of this land was in Oscarville, Georgia. In Oscarville, farming was the top trade. So when white people took over, they didn't know how to maintain the land. In 1915, what the hell? A boll weevil? A boll weevil?
Wait, I had to look it up because I knew it was a bug, but I was like, I wonder what it looked like. It's just a bug.
It's like a weevil.
Yeah. But I was like, I don't think I'd actually heard the name before.
I ain't never heard boll weevil. I've only just heard, like, people say, there's weevils in here. A boll weevil. That's how you say it for real?
Yeah.
All right. So, because they didn't know what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
In 1915, a boll weevil infestation killed crops in Oscarville's land. Over time, Oscarville would become a ghost town. What they had to do? What did they do? They didn't do anything. These people didn't do anything to deserve this.
Oh, I know. So the first woman, I think it was because they kind of happened back to back. But the first woman, we don't even know if the man was in there or not. The Second one, their main piece of evidence was the watch, but I was trying to look into it because I thought I didn't put it in there because I only saw one article mention it, but this one article said they didn't even know if it was his, if it was the guy's watch in the first place. So they could have gotten the wrong people again, but I didn't put it in there because I couldn't really find a lot to back that up.
You're saying Ernie Knox, that it was his mm-hmm. watch? Or are you saying?
Yeah.
Was it a watch or was it a mirror?
It was like
a mirror with a watch. A watch with a
mirror? It was like one of them pocket watches. Like, think Life. The little pocket watch. Yeah.
Okay. You put pocket mirror. So I'm thinking this whole time like compact mirror. Was because at first I was like,
it was a mirror. I'm just thinking pocket watch. That's me.
Because that was another thing that I was thinking, because I was like, okay, is that something that men typically carried then? Because that's not something that they carry now. So, like, you know, if something like that happened in 2024, you might think it
Yeah.
You might think it odd if it was a man who identified as a cisgendered heterosexual man for him to carry a small pocket mirror. That's why I paused, because I was like, well, not to say that men can't. Because y'all was thinking is it his?
Or, hold on. Because now that I think about it, was it supposed to be pocket watch?
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
You fine. I'm going to pause it real quick. Oh, yeah. Pocket mirror. We confirmed pocket mirror. I hadn't started recording again. Yeah, it was just one of those things that I was like, but it could be something that people commonly carried back then.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think, like, were they used for something else, if that makes sense?
Oh, I get what you're saying. It does make sense.
Because now that I'm looking at older ones, some of them have pictures in it.
Because
these that I'm seeing are, like, actually mirrors, though, but they have, like, you know what I mean?
Like a mirror and then a picture. Like a locket, almost.
Yeah.
Like a big-ass locket.
Yeah. Years later, in the 1950s, plans were made to build a reservoir. Before the lake could be created, the area had to be cleared of all buildings and structures. As the excavating began, homes, churches, and graves were unearthed. I never pronounced the D on that. revealing the forgotten town of Oscarville. The town was flooded and Lake Lanier was formed.
Due to the displaced cemeteries and unmarked graves submerged in Lake Lanier, the body of water is rumored to be haunted and even cursed. Over the years, divers have reported creepy sightings beneath the murky waters. Some claim to have seen catfish that they describe being as big as a Volkswagen. In 2017, longtime diver Buck Buchanan told the media that he sometimes felt body parts in the lake during his many excursions. He said, "You reach out into the dark and you feel an arm or a leg and it doesn't move, yet he keeps on diving." Yet he continues to do it.
And this is where I was debating putting, like, the stories that I, because it's like, okay, so the one I told you earlier about the guy that was running, but he may have also been drunk. I think he was drunk. And then it was like 10 o'clock at night and he was just running and he tripped and fell in the lake and drowned.
Man.
Then there was another guy, he jumped in to go swimming and he was electrocuted and he died.
How though?
My coworker was telling me it has something to do. There is some electrical stuff around where he jumped. Like if he jumped from, some of the bolts are like, I don't know, plugged up to something.
Mm-hmm.
So it could have been where he jumped.
Oh, okay.
And he could have hit something and got electrocuted.
Such a freak accident.
Yeah, it's been a lot of just weird stuff. Because they said between 1994 and 2022, so this is a couple years ago, 200 people have died. And that's only the people they found.
Man.
an article from July 31st, 2023. It says 3 people drowned in a week there.
Whoa.
Yeah. 2023, 39 drownings were reported. Yeah. And people keep going. And people are saying, okay, the reason they're saying it's cursed is because besides what I'm about to mention now, most of the deaths have been white people.
I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Not that I support it, but something tragic like that happens.
Yeah.
And there's so much negative energy that was left. Those spirits could be trapped there.
Yeah. And if you actually just sit down and look at this stuff, you will go down like a rabbit hole. Because I know it was one night I was looking at this stuff all night. Because I was like, how is this happening? I'm going to just read this real quick. There were 6 drownings in 2022. 4 in 2021, 7 in 2020, 8 in 2019 and 2018, 10 in 2011 and 2014. And then they went back to 1999 where it was 11.
Ooh, man.
There's even pictures that people took. I guess they was going scuba diving down there. But like you could see like street signs down there. Mm-hmm. You could see like headstones from like the cemeteries. And then there was one picture, I don't know if it was real or not, but it was recent, and it looked like a foot. And what? I was like, what in the world? On May 30th, 2023, stylist Tamika Foster started a petition on change.org to drain, clean, restore, and improve safety measures at Lake Lanier. On July 6, 2012, Tamika's 11-year-old son, Kyle Glover, was riding on an inner tube on the lake when he was hit by a jet ski. After weeks in the hospital, Kyle passed away from his injuries, and so far, more than 1,300 people have signed the petition. This was Usher's stepson, because I don't know if this happened before or after they were divorced. I think it was after, because she was married to Usher. And that's why the story was so big, but because of Usher, because people were attaching him to it. But I think they had already divorced. I did link the petition. Yeah, I did.
In the sources?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, final thoughts.
Do I think it's cursed? Yes, because of the history. And because I don't think they didn't take the right measures. They didn't even make sure everything was gone before they flooded the town. So it's like you have all this stuff sitting under there. Because, like, again, I don't know what pictures were real, because that picture of that foot kind of creeped me out a little bit. But
yeah.
And then the man saying if you stick your hand down there, you might feel a leg or whatever he said. I was like, what? And then why are the catfish that big? Something is going on down there. But no, I think it is cursed. Because like, other than the lake in California, I've never heard of that many deaths. Because that could be another episode, that lake.
Which one?
I think it's called Lake. I don't want to get the name wrong. Because that's the lake where Naya Rivera, where she died.
Drowned. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lake Piru. Because I was like, I thought it was, ain't that the name of a gang or something?
I have no idea.
That's why I was like, let me make sure I got this right. But yeah, they say that lake is cursed too.
Okay.
That's my thoughts. I think it is cursed.
Yeah, I would say that it's not a far-fetched idea, especially knowing what I know about certain spiritual things, supernatural things. You have all that negativity surrounding what happened and all of those souls, all of those spirits. Ain't no telling the result of that. And they didn't have to do that to the town. It was messed up because the town had no, you know?
Yeah, it was thriving.
Yeah, and they had no responsibility for whether these people did it or not. You executed them. So let it go. Like, we gotta move on. You didn't have to come and harass and displace an entire town. That's insane.
That's just, I feel like it was a Black Wall Street situation where they couldn't stand to see Black people thrive. And like, we don't, mm-hmm. we didn't need y'all. Y'all stay. And I hate to say that because it sounds like segregation, but like, y'all stay over there. Let us, yeah. you know, we minding our business.
Yeah.
Thriving. They were. And they couldn't stand that.
Yeah, no, they couldn't. And then, yeah, don't feel bad because at the time it is segregation, but they created it. You created it for a reason. Yep. And you saw, yeah, like you said, it backfired and you saw them thriving and it made you upset.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Ooh, my battery might just right on time, right on the nick of time. My headset is about to die. And that is all, folks.
Please follow us on Instagram at It's a Strange World Podcast, X at Pod Strange World, and on Facebook and TikTok at It's a Strange World After All. Also, if you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and like the show, please go ahead and give us a 5-star rating. And if you're feeling extra strange, please, please, please write a positive review. Thank you.
Positive vibes. Thank you. Positive vibes.
Heavy on the positive.
Heavy on the positive for these two smarties. All right. Yes, please. And thank you. We would love to hear from you. What did you think of this week's episode? Also, if there's anything else in the world of strange or true crime cases that you would like us to cover, let us know. If you have any personal stories involving true crime or the supernatural, we would love to have you on the show and share them with our listeners. We will even take conspiracy theories, guys, whatever you're interested in, we want to know and have you on the show. If you have any movie or documentary suggestions of the horror, thriller, slasher, and true crime genre that you would like us to review, email your submissions to itsastrangeworldafterall@gmail.com or DM us at any other social media platform mentioned. Even if you just want to say hi, there we are gonna be here all 2024 long.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of
It's a Strange World After All. And thank you as always for either coming for the first time to get strange with us or always keeping it strange with us. Ta-ta for now.
Thank you. Bye. Please Bye. Come back.
Please come back in this season. We will see you next Thursday. We'll see you on Thursday. Don't look for us on Tuesday.
Are you sure?
Don't look for us. Well, I'm sure we're going to see you on Thursday. But ta-ta.